Welcome to the Bright Vibe Podcast. At Bright Vibe, we believe everyone deserves to be happy. But in today's world, everywhere you turn, there is division and negativity. At Bright Vibe, we have created a global movement to bring 8 million people together who are inspired to live bright, live bold, and share bright vibes. Alone, it can be hard to change, but together we can change the world. Welcome to the Bright Vibe Podcast. Mary Morrissey, welcome to the show today. So happy to have you on.
I'm thrilled to be here.
Good. You've got a great message, and you've actually been working in the empowerment space for over four decades. But I really like the fact that your focus, your work is really focused on helping people create the lives that they love. Kind of, and I would even say people living their passion and their purpose. So you work with people and helping them create lives that they love. How do you do that, I guess? Tactically, literally, how do you help people understand what they love and then live that life?
It took me years and years to do the work and study how other people saw transformation occurring, to put together a pattern of how it can be replicated for anyone who wants to apply it to their life in any of the areas where you look at your results and you have results in four main areas. If you just keep breathing, you're going to have results in your life. Then you could measure those results, but what causes those results is been my study, because most of us have been trained to say my results are, oh, I had that success. I was in the right place at the right time, or it was who I knew, or I had that didn't go well for me. You know, I was raised this way, and looking at conditions, either for permission to do the things you want to do or for the reasons you're not. And conditions are actually effects. They're not causes. At the beginning of my work with people in large groups and corporate, you know, people from all over the world, we do an assessment about what the results we have. We take a look at our results in the four main areas of life where you find results. Health, we can measure your results, and fulfillment in your relationships. Everybody has relationships. Your work, whether you get paid for it or not, it's your vocari. It's where you express your time and talent in the world. Hobby or volunteering, or it's building a business or sailing around the world. What are you doing with your time and talent? And how fulfilling is it? And then time and money freedom. People that think they want more money, but what they really want is freedom, the freedom to go where they want to go, do what they want to do, have what they want to have, and maybe even more importantly, give what they want to give. So we make an assessment in those areas and then notice which of the areas you have more fulfillment in, maybe you're really happy with. You know, some people are really happy with their career, but their relationships keep falling apart, or their health is falling apart, or it's easy to be wealthy in one area and bankrupt in another. You don't have a full spectrum wealth system you're applying to your life, which is what I teach, and that you can actually have that. Mm-hmm. Everything starts with vision. And so when we look at the results, and then how long has it been like that? And that's a tough question. I want the love of my life, particularly in my women clients, particularly men too, but mm-hmm. in my women clients, they want that love of their life and don't want to put their head on the pillow the last time mm-hmm. and wonder what it would have been like. And then time and money freedom. Look at that. And many people have just a pattern of struggling with money. I find money the easiest one to fix, honestly. And we look also, the next question is, what's it costing you to not change that? Because sometimes we can go on and on without just saying, I'll get to that. And then you turn around and you either don't have the time, something happened. We don't have forever. Even those who live 90s or hundreds, because I was a minister for 23 years, I've sat at many of deathbed, many with people in their last moments, and everybody wishes they had more time. Almost everybody wishes they had more time, no matter what their age. You know, we love life. Deep down, want to have this life. So while we're having it, let's create what we can't create. Because there's an art and science to transformation. The art is in the visioning, but the science is in the vibration.
And what do you mean by that? So, because I always love to give our audience and our listeners real tactical things. So,
didn't watch your television. Mm-hmm. Your TV is black. You know, there's programming. There's things that could happen that if you get. You would love to have a sporting event. You'd love to have the concert. You'd love to have whatever the movie you want to see. The difference between the TV and you and me is we don't turn off. As long as we're breathing, we're turned on.
Right.
But the picture we're seeing is an exact match to the vibration we're tuned to. So the sporting event can be on ESPN, but if I'm tuned to CNN, which is a problem network, I'm going to see all the problems. Even though I know this other world is available to me, but I'm not a match for it. And then with the television, you got a remote control, way easier. The remote control in us is harder to find. We have solid state technology in the television, not in us. We go in and out, up and down. We're going to do this new thing and then we back off. We make a decision and then we question it. So there's wobble in the vibration. And good news, you don't have to be perfect at it, but it is a more than less game, which frequency you're on more. Shifting that is a process. It's a process of transformation. So this system that I put together doesn't belong to me. It belongs to really the universe or the infinite or God, whatever you spirit, whatever the energy, whatever you call it, because that's how it works. I just put it together in a simple, easy to replicate form. So that people could see in their own lives what it can do for them.
And so can you give us a couple examples of some clients that you've worked with, specifically kind of how they came in and then how you worked with them and then kind of what their life, and you can use, you know, whoever you choose to.
We had a client who signed up, you know, to kind of the basic program and then came to a training, a live in-person training. And he owned three businesses. They were profitable, but he was overworked, tired, a little bit overweight, stressed, but accomplished. So the whole fulfillment factor, because when someone's accomplished and then you speak about a life you would really love, you have to watch for the internal threat of loss, lose the good I have. So as we were going through the assessment period, he said to me, he says, my vision now is, and he was expanding these businesses and what that could mean. And then he said, you know, it's just too bad you can't turn your favorite hobby into a business. And I said, well, how do you know? Well, nobody's made a business of this, but how do you know you can't? So let's go back to the fundamental question. What would you love? Not what do you think you can do? What does the economy say you can do? So you remove your attention from conditions and instead put it on when all the possibilities in the universe exist. What's the one that I want to resonate with? He loved flying drones. This is 12 years ago. He loved flying drones. And he says, I mean, I never want to get off the field. I mean, I love the mechanics of it. I love that. You know, I've trained some kids in junior high on them. And I said, David, if you would love that business, let's create the business. It can even be a side business in the beginning.
And
I would say, it wasn't even 3 years, Matt. It was 2.5 years or so. And it was like, it started taking off. He became the drone boss. He's got all these, he's trained hundreds and hundreds, maybe thousands by now, people in the business side of, you know, a hobby or a business of drones, how to multiply that business. And he's applied everything he learned in the system we trained him in. And it's been so fun to see him and his wife, who then, she was a pharmacist, and working really long hours, and they began to work together, and she became a trainer. To just see their lives prosper. That one. Another one. There was a woman named Kelly who was from Minnesota. She came for a training. She used two canes and some of the time in a wheelchair. And she was a professor at the university in Minnesota, had developed an autoimmune disease that was debilitating. And so she was no longer, she was on medical leave and they were about to drop her from that because it had been 2 years that she said she'd worked. When she spoke about not being able to change this and what it was costing her, as I think any of us might be tearful, you've got two little kids. It's winter, it's snowing outside and her little girls want to go out and go snow. And so the husband takes them out and she's looking, she's laying on the couch she can't get off of. And watching them build a snowman, she can't go help build. Somehow she found what I'm doing. She got herself there. So we began to work together. And of course, I could believe for her when she couldn't believe for herself because of my own experience. And we just took systematic steps. It was about 18 months, Kelly went back to work. I mean, mm-hmm. she's private. She started her own business helping people in that area overcome all kinds of different challenges. And they're doing outreach to young girls in situations where they need help, because what was going on inside of her was no longer a match for the dis-ease, as in the very name of it, you know, an internal pattern that's going on. We get that cleared out. People usually almost immediately, as that gets cleared up, start to feel better, even if it takes a while to shift the results that got patterned in for sometimes even decades.
So people typically come to an online workshop. They come to an in-person workshop. Is that how people typically start the process of kind of this with your work specifically?
We do three public events a year. And during COVID, we shifted those from in-person, of course, to online. We have radically expanded people's availability to come for 3 days, particularly internationally. It's an experiential. It's not just lecturing at people, but there are processes and engagements. But if people are willing to come to that, they leave with a crystal clear vision, the five basic tools that they can use themselves, or they can enroll in a longer support program with us that we do train.
And then when you say there's a longer program, there's like a, what does that look like? Time frame and what you do in that program?
Well, I call it brave thinking. The conditions that you've been trained, we have all had decades of programming in how things occur, and it's backwards. That's an outside-in model. The television doesn't show us its picture because of conditions. It shows us its picture because of the frequency we're tuned to pick up your cell phone. Mm-hmm. There's a specific frequency for every person you're going to call. And it's brutal. I mean, when you dial your wife's phone number, you are not expecting somebody else. You're expecting me. So how it occurs in the human system. We're 7+ billion people on the planet. There are not 7 billion minds. There is one mind and 7 billion interfaces like computers. Mm-hmm. The verse between the infinite and the finite. So you think about even your computer. If you didn't know how to get on the internet, you only have access to the files, the things you thought before or found or stored.
Right.
That's your whole data access. Mm-hmm. Once you learn to get on the internet, you have access to basically everything humans have ever written about, codified, stored for about 6,000 to 8,000 years. It's all there, right? Access to it. We also have another access point in us. It's not to the internet, but it's to the internet. We did not create ourselves. We're not breathing ourselves. We're part of it. It's a spiritual sign to our nature that. Call it soul, call it whatever you want to call it. But you and I cannot even make our heart beat one time.
Right.
We've been given complete free will to think whatever we want to think and bear the consequences of it, because there's a science to it. You can't think poverty and live in wealth. And way more than money.
Well, that's pretty amazing. I was watching the documentary the other day. I think it was called Jim W., the founder of Alcoholics Anonymous. And that was a pretty fascinating watching that. As the documentary is Bill W. Thank you for that. But very fascinating, just his own struggles and what he went through, and the fact that it was, he did tie it back to a higher power. And I like, he used the phrase God as we understand it. Doesn't mean that my God and your God have to look the same. It was just being tied to that higher power and that a higher sense, which if you're in the personal development space, if you're going to work on yourself, or around personal development at all, at some point you're going to come face to face with that there is some higher power. Otherwise, you wouldn't be driven to do the personal development.
Probably manage the quiet roofs either.
Right. Yes, exactly. Exactly. And so, and I think, you know, as you get deeper and deeper into it, it becomes more and more spiritual, because it comes more and more about, when I say spiritual, how we're relating to the world and how the world's relating to us. That's kind of what I think of when I think spiritual. But, you know, for me, it's also God. And how am I relating with God, and how's God relating with me, and what am I doing with these things that are coming to me, right? And how am I interpreting them and interacting with them? So yeah, I totally think that, yeah, if you want to make real progress, don't you have to really see the blessings in life that you've already been given, and the grace and all of the positive things that you've already been given?
Gratitude. And gratitude. Yeah,
right.
Frequency. That's harmonious with the balance. That's not money.
Right.
Aliveness. And that stream, you know, Jesus talked about it this way. He said, well, you can drink from the things outside, drink from that well, you're going to thirst again. But if you drink from the truth, it's like a stream of living water that rises up from the center of your own being. And when you drink from this, you don't thirst again. Not in the same way. I mean, we all have to want to accomplish. People say, well, I should just be grateful for what I've got. Yes. And that urge of life is always for more. It's more for creating more. The blade of grass in the Talmud says, every blade of grass has an angel leaning over it, whispering, grow.
Right. Exactly.
Russell, press there's some map today.
See, right. That's right.
It's, you know, it's true that remember my 5-year-old oldest granddaughter now, she came to visit one time and she got in my car. I dropped down the television and put on Cinderella for her for the long drive from the airport back to our house. She was just over the moon. You have a car? And the very next day we got in, she goes, you know what I wish this car had? I wish it had a cookie making machine. It's humans.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Everything. Yeah. Oh, yes. Let's just make it even better. Right. Yeah. I mean, since we can imagine that a car has a movie theater, why can't we imagine a car has a cookie making machine? Right. I love it. Well, so how do people find out more about you? Your website, marymorsey.com, I'm assuming?
Well, go to Brave Thinking Institute.
Brave Thinking Institute. Okay, bravethinkinginstitute.com. All right.
Yeah, but you can still get there through my name, but I would go there. Yeah.
And you've got a couple books you do that we hadn't mentioned, but No Less Than Greatness and Building Your Field of Dreams. And so you do have books out, so you could, I'm sure, buy those on
PBS special, my newest book that I've spent decades now putting together, which is the fruition of what I've learned over the last 25 years since Building Your Field of Dreams came out. Stuff on YouTube and all kinds of stuff that won't be helpful. Yeah.
Yes. So, yeah, we'd love to have you back on and visit with you again and definitely go check out. And we do have a free, I think we have a free, what are you giving away free today? We've got something free that, and we'll put it in the show notes like we usually do, but Mary's Abundance Books, an ebook, right? Abundance Block. And it's a,
the three most common, but the block that is in us, in our belief system, or in the way we think can actually prevent it. We're not a match for it. So this is.
Oh, nice. Beautiful. Well, thank you for that. It's just is it bti.com/brightvibe? Oh, perfect. Mm-hmm. And again, we'll put it in the show notes, but thank you so much for making that available to our audience. And
Matt, I want to say to you, thank you for dreaming up this podcast. Thank you for what it takes to bring on guests that you can bring to your listeners and viewers and to the heart. I mean, I can feel that and the difference that you're making. Thank you for that.
Well, thank you. And you know, that just reminded me because you had mentioned something at the very top of the show before we exit today, call it prayer, call it intention. You can call it whatever you want, Mary, because it's coming from you. But what would you like to set in this podcast, in this show? What intention or prayer would you like to set for everybody listening today? What would be those words?
Numbers of years ago, I heard inspiration without action is merely entertainment. So I'm holding for all of us that if anything inspired you today, that kind of, that we put some action to it, even a baby step. I am a firm believer after many, many years of work with tens of thousands of people, baby steps. You can go all the way up Mount Everest. You just got to keep taking them. So there's some baby step. There's something you could do to incorporate something that happened here or any of the times you come to this amazing podcast. That's my encouragement for us. Just think through what happened here today. And is there anything you can apply?
I love it. Well, thank you so much for that. And certainly God bless you and what you're doing and the work you're doing. I love that there's people out there doing, helping others. You know, it's one thing to kind of set your own life right, but it's totally more of a dedicated vision and definitely a commitment to help others free themselves from some of those same things. So thank you so much for the work you're doing. Thank you so much for your time today. And we look forward to having you back with us in the future. Thank you for being a part of the Bright Vibe podcast. For more information, go to brightvibe.com. That's B-R-I-T-E vibe, V-I-B-E.com. Thank you for listening.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's pair.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.